Yeah, no, I'm really pleased. It's gone on a little bit longer than I'd hoped, but no, I'm pleased that it's all done now. I think with the club being part for sale, it sort of delayed things a little bit. But I've had a fantastic 2 years at the club. I'm just glad to get it all signed and I can sort of enjoy the summer now.
What were the key reasons that you wanted to stay at Crawley?
Well, I mean, it's been, since I've been here, I've had a great 2-3 years here, and, I've enjoyed playing under Richie Barker as the manager, and, I had a few other options that I could have taken up, but, I opted to stay, and, it's rare that you get to play under a manager who you really enjoy playing with, and, I was really happy, and, he's played me since he's come in, and, I've really enjoyed it, so I think that's the key, really.
Obviously, there's a little bit of uncertainty in terms of, other players, and Matt Sparrow's not staying. How much of a blow is that, do you think?
Yeah, it is a shame, yeah, because he's a great player, Matt Sparrow, and unfortunately he couldn't agree terms, but probably he'll have other options than that. He's a good player, he's had a great career, so all the best to him, and I spoke to him the other day, so he's cool.
In terms of, looking forward, I mean, obviously a lot of great young talent at the club at the moment. How do you see the sort of prospects of the club in maybe the sort of second season? Everyone talks about, second season syndrome and everything, but I guess you're going to have some hungry youngsters come the beginning of the season.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a great squad. We've got a good ability in the team and that, and the gaffer might add to it in the summer. I'm not too sure, but from what we've got, we've had a good experience. League One experience this year, and hopefully we can take that into next year. We know what we've got to do to win games. There's been a few games last year where we were maybe a little bit too naive. We came away with a draw and we should have won. Or, we came away with a loss and we should have drew. And I think we can take that into next year and hopefully, turn them into wins and definitely be pushing for promotion, yeah.
What about that armband then, Josh? Has that all been decided yet?
I'm not too sure I can comment on that yet, but I was captain this year, which I was obviously honoured to be, and
I imagine you'd be honoured to do it again, yeah?
Yeah, of course I would, yeah. I mean, it's obviously nice to be captain and gives you that little bit of spring in your step, and no, it's great. But
do you already look at some of the tables of people coming down and people coming up to think that, there's a possibility of even Wolves coming down into League One, or Gillingham will be coming up as well? And have you already started to look at the teams that maybe the new teams you might be playing next season?
Yeah, of course. Cool. Yeah, I think everyone does. I think we're looking at what clubs are going to come down, and there's some massive clubs with obviously Wolves, Barnsley, my old club, Peterborough, maybe. So, I think it's going to be a tough and strong league next year. So it's going to be difficult either way. We've got Gillingham getting promoted as well, and Port Vale. It's going to be tough. So I'm looking forward to getting started in that in pre-season and hitting the ground running.